now, the rest of the story. Of all of the non-military staff at Fort Lincoln, Mrs. Noonan was perhaps most beloved. She was unquestionably the most married, for the kind-hearted, dependable laundress had had a succession of spouses and a string of misfortune to match. One husband promptly killed, another deserted, and so on. So the 7th Cavalry became the family for which she had longed all her life, and when the soldiers were ill or injured, she nursed them back to health with a medical skill that few physicians possessed in the waning 19th century. When the Fort wives were about to give birth, she was the only one summoned to usher the children into the world. When the men were really hungry, they declared nothing could satisfy them like a steaming, sumptuous fruit pie. And, of course, she cleaned and mended their clothing with a meticulous care that reminded them of their own mothers. And still the deep inside's happiness she so desperately desired continued to elude her until she met an earnest young private named Noonan, and they fell wildly, tenderly, rapturously in love. And when they married, they made their home in her quarters east of the Fort Lincoln parade grounds, the housing reserved for laundresses called Sud's Row. By example, the Noonan's marital bliss made frontier life seem more civilized for the soldiers and their families at the fort. All the more touching, then, were their partings when the young private left on scouting expeditions. Considering the dangers soldiers sometimes encountered, it was feared that he would return one day draped over his horse's saddle, and his wife would be left alone and longing once again. Anyway, nobody had anticipated the rest of the story. While her husband was on one of those dreaded expeditions, Mrs. Noonan fell suddenly and seriously ill. With her dying breath, she told the friends at her bedside not to fuss with her when she was gone. No fancy cleaning and dressing. Just place her in a coffin and place the coffin in the earth and do the best they could to comfort her husband. When Private Noonan returned, his bride was already buried. For weeks, he wandered around the grounds in shock, withdrawn from his comrades. He lost weight, grew pale, developed a nervous condition that made him twitch conspicuously. And then one night he disappeared. Private Noonan was discovered days later in an abandoned stable with a bullet in his heart. The pistol that had fired the fatal shot was still in his own hands. History proclaims the significance of Fort Abraham Lincoln, and that it was General George Custer who built it for his 7th Cavalry in 1873. But now, whenever you hear the name Fort Abraham Lincoln, I hope you'll recall a certain romance that blossomed once upon a time on that North Dakota frontier. And you will remember something else, the news that greeted Private Noonan when he returned to learn that his wife had died, the discovery their friends had made as they disobeyed her last wishes. For as she had hoped they would not, they fastidiously prepared her body for burial. And thereupon did the fort and eventually the world awaken to realize that Mrs. Noonan, the cherished chief nurse and midwife and laundress and seamstress and party chef for Custer's cavalry, that she, the much-married queen of Sud's Row, who finally found a glorious season of happiness with a man, was a man. Now you know the rest of the story.